Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host, Vincent the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Friday, July 8th, 2011. And I have nothing better to do, so I'm here doing my Blog Talk radio show. It's Disorderly Conduct. It's, once again, Friday night, Free Ball Friday, Friday, June 8th, 2011. Good times. Nothing on the agenda tonight. I'm going to start off with some Muzak from Jane's Addiction, brand new Jane's Addiction. They got a record coming out next month. And I saw that they had a new video and a song, obviously, for that video. And here it is. It's End to the Lies. Right here on Disorderly Conduct with yours truly, Vincent the Bay.
Thank you.
Hit it!
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Don't quit your day job.
Mentre la multinazionale Thompson si è impadronita di tutti i brevetti della DPL e la ricerca ufficiale sembra si sia concentrata su applicazioni industriali di scarso interesse sociale e comunicativo, il sogno dei pionieri delle realtà virtuali perché queste siano condivise da più persone ed economicamente accessibili a tutti sembra allontanarsi. Ma la sperimentazione indipendente non si è fermata e oggi, grazie ad alcuni geniali creativi, è possibile accedere a dei sistemi di realtà virtuale a basso costo e condivisi. Parliamo di Rentro 86, un finale in balcone.
Finish him!
Down goes Freezer! Down goes Freezer! Down goes Freezer!
These top fighters are really something else.
Wallace. Victory. Friendship.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
What a silly Negro.
Yeah, Vince in the Bay back with you. It's Friday night. It's Free Ball Friday. No underpants allowed, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you're not... I hope you're wearing pants, but no underpants. That's how it works. It's not you're not supposed to be naked. That'll be at midnight when it becomes pantless Saturday. But yeah, good times. So shouts out to Lulzsec, Cali. That's Lulzsec, California, in the chat room, and a couple of guest listeners. It's a slow Friday night. I guess everybody's out partying. Well, that's good. It's good. Good for people. They're out. They have lives. It's Friday night. Unlike yours truly, I have no life. I spend my time on the internet reading about all the people that do have a life. And one of the things I read, I saw on Twitter, I bet Lulzsec, California has been following the Operation, what's it called? Operation Orlando, Op Orlando. You guys following this? Yeah, I have. Where is this? Oh, I closed all my windows. I had all my windows open, dude. So things have been escalating in Orlando. Of course, you guys know that. Orlando. All right, let me see. All right, let me find this. Here we go. Okay. So, you've been keeping up with Anonymous, the hackers that have been bombarding the city of Orlando recently with cyber attacks. They're now threatening the mayor of Orlando, Mayor Dyer, and police have said that members of Anonymous have released a set of disturbing photos in their latest attacks. I don't know how disturbed. They're not really that disturbing. Well, I guess one of them is kind of disturbing. One of them is of the Orlando. It's a picture of the, I guess it's the Orlando Police Department, and it looks like some Anonymous members have defaced some official Orlando Police Department artwork. It was like a rendering of some Orlando police officers where somebody photoshopped out and erased their faces and replaced them with question marks and then put a little Guy Fawkes mask in the corner. And then another picture is a picture of the street corner, the street sign at the corner of, I guess, the street where... The mayor of Orlando lives in. It's because apparently in this picture you can see in the background the mayor's house, and it's a picture of a street sign. It's the street sign for the street that he lives on, the mayor lives on, And there's a Guy Fawkes mask dangling from the street sign there. Anyway, so Operation Orlando has been in effect for a while. The group calls blah, blah, blah. Detectives are taking these attacks seriously. And blah, 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 blah. Anonymous released an online video which it explains its motivation. The group said it, its actions are in response to the city ordinance that restricts the number of times a group can feed the homeless at Lake Eola. The group said that siding with Food Not Bombs, a homeless feeding organization, and I'm sorry, that's who they're siding with, is Food Not Bombs. Of course, the anonymous hacktivists and Food Not Bombs are not directly affiliated, but they're acting on, you know, in support of these Food Not Bombs members, some of which have been arrested for feeding food to the homeless. Several Food Not Bombs members have been arrested for serving food to the homeless. Food Not Bombs claims no affiliation with Anonymous, blah-bitty, blah-bitty. So I've been following this, and I found today somebody sent me a video of some Anonymous kids paper bombing. I've never heard of this before, paper bombing. Basically, they just went to the steps of the Orlando City Courthouse, or it was the Orange County Courthouse in Orlando. They went to the steps of it and paper bombed it. I guess they just threw down flyers. I don't know what the flyers were of, but I assume they were probably of the pictures or whatever. Or they probably said something like, "We don't forget. We are Legion." And so there's that video that I saw on YouTube, and then another video where the local TV affiliate there, the WFTV Channel 9 in Orlando, there's a news crew out there, and they I forgot what I named it. Oh yeah, so there's a news crew out there, and they find this kid who is picketing in support, because like there's a lot of people protesting in support of Food Not Bombs, Anonymous and otherwise. People just, you know, picketing and protesting outside of City Hall and whatnot. And this camera crew, this local TV camera crew, came across a kid who had a sign saying, "I love the Orlando Police Department." And this kid was allegedly there to support the police department. Only he wasn't. He was doing it tongue-in-cheek and basically real-life trolling this film crew from the TV station. And they did an interview with him. They interviewed him, and at first they thought they took him for real. They thought he was they initially interviewed him as if they thought he was really supporting the cops. But after a couple of minutes, it was pretty obvious he was not supporting the cops. And this is a good real. It was a good in real life troll, IRL, if you will, a good in real life troll that this guy pulled off. And I'm a big fan of that. I'm actually new to trolling on the internet. I guess I'm a new fag. I mean, I've been around the internet since the '90s, but I've never really got into this whole pranking and trolling on the internet type of thing. I'd done it on party lines and phone lines and, you know, of course, on phones and stuff. But and in real life, I've done a lot of civil disobedience in real life. But not so much pranks, you know, shenanigans and pranking on the internet. So I definitely appreciated this kid who went out there and, pulled a good little stunt on this film crew. From the TV station. I'm going to play this clip here. Let me find it. Essentially, this guy trolled these guys in real life, and it was brilliant. So let me cue this up. Jesus Christ. This guy's got to be a better way for the Blog Talk Radio to organize switchboards, file, at least the audio files on the switchboard. Okay, so here we go. Once again, this is an anonymous kid. I mean, he wasn't anonymous. I mean, he obviously was supporting the Food Not Bombs people anonymously, but he didn't have a mask on. He was unmasked. He was just, you know, he just didn't give his name. So here you go. This kid outside talking to a TV crew in Orlando, allegedly in support of the Orlando police, who have been arresting volunteers of Food Not Bombs.
I guess I'm doing all right, man. I'm like the lonely guy in opposition.
You're getting it pretty well here, but tell me about the sign and what you're doing out here today.
Actually, I'm just here today to support local law enforcement. I think they have a hard job, and we should have respect for what they do. And my whole thing is, especially Orlando Police Department has demonstrated that you can't count on them to enforce the law. And I would say, you know, if it was against the law for women to vote, I think they would be there to arrest women who tried to vote. And if it was still against the law for African Americans to use the same restroom facilities as Caucasian Americans, Orlando Police Department would be right there to arrest them, man, because they will enforce the law no matter what it is. Mm-hmm. So we have to support them for that. Because in America, the last thing you need is, you know, liberty, justice, conscience getting in the way of the law, right? We don't want that. So we need to have officers who will just blindly obey and follow anything that they're told, because this country was founded on bootlegging. So we need to keep that in mind when we do this.
Understood.
Absolutely.
And that's why you have...
That's what I'm saying. I love OPD. I know they're catching a lot of flack for this, but we do have to support them. You know, I'm a taxpaying American. I'm like, I want to see my tax dollars put to use. I like to see people getting arrested. I like to see the cops with all the cool toys, like all the little Batman utility belts. It's important that that's used. You know, that's important that we see that. So I think they're doing a great job, and as long as they continue to arrest people for feeding the homeless, I'll support them because they're doing their job.
Perfect. You're funny. I'm almost done with you.
Yeah.
Let me check these pictures out.
Okay.
These are pictures that the group Anonymous, some of the Anonymous members have been posting online. This one right here is of the Vendetta mask.
Okay.
Right outside the mayor of Orlando's home.
Oh, he lives in College Park.
Yes, he does live in College Park.
He lives right not by me.
We're talking about
Buddy Dial. Yeah.
Yeah.
This here. This picture is of headless. That you hear is of headless OPD officers with the Vendetta mask down here. Now, these are the police are considering these threats on OPD officers and on the mayor. What do you think about?
Well, we have to realize we do live in a post 9/11 world, so any opinion that differs from the status quo from the government should be perceived as a threat. I mean, the difference between them and us, we're enemy combatants. We have to submit to the fact that we are now all guilty until proven innocent. That's the new America. And until people realize that, you know, we're not going to have what we're looking for. We're not going to have the American dream. But I think that's absolutely a threat. You know, Anonymous is a terrorist organization. And I agree with Buddy Dyer, our wonderful mayor, who I'd like to see become president of the United States one day. I agree with him that these people who want to feed the homeless are, in fact, Al-Qaeda sympathizers. They are food terrorists. And I think the police are doing a great job of showing restraint. I think they should be able to use lethal force against anybody who wants to feed the homeless, because it is a vicious, vicious crime.
Do you think these pictures that were posted online went too far?
Well, I feel like if the police find out who is responsible for this, they should be executed without a trial, because that's what we have to do for national security to keep us safe.
Yeah. What's your name, man?
I'd rather remain anonymous. You know, in the spirit of anonymity and autonomy, I will remain anonymous, but I would like to say that I will continue to support these oppressive measures, because sometimes you do have to have tyranny to have freedom.
Got you.
Okay?
Are you a part of any local group, or?
I am not. I was thinking about joining. I'm trying to get a job with the American Totalitarian Institute. I'm trying to do an internship with them right now. So if that pans out, that would be a career I would really like to get into. If not, maybe just law enforcement.
And right now, you are an anonymous young man.
Just a student, small business owner. But I think tyranny is where it's at. We
got
to have more police, more guns. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
I'm glad you're the only anti-protester out here with signs like that.
There you go, badass. So I don't know. I looked at some of the reports from that that news team, whatever, that news channel, WFTV Channel 9 in Orlando, and I didn't see. I saw a couple of reports done by that reporter in the last day or two, and I didn't see that footage used at all. That was actually footage taken by a bystander, I guess, or I don't know, somebody not affiliated with the news crew, somebody that had a camera out there and was obviously right on Johnny on the spot. But yeah, so there you go. In real life, trolling in support of Food Not Bombs and Operation Orlando. And I'm going to bring on for some analysis now a good friend of the show, Lulzsec, California. What's up, Lulzsec? How's it going, dude?
Here, Dr. Lulzsec, may I take your order?
Yeah, I was wondering. So you heard that clip, and obviously, I'm sure you've been following Operation Orlando. What did you think of that that kid and his little stunt he pulled and the whole scenario?
Well, I actually saw that clip earlier today on Reddit. I was just kind of hanging around, like, but we're on YouTube, the usual. And I saw on Reddit, on my Twitter feed, I was like, oh. What is this? I think the Reddit Twitter describes it as, master troll and, some, news crew or something like that. And I thought, I was like, this kid has big balls. How does he fit them in his pants?
Yeah, that was brilliant. I thought it was great. I'm going to keep my eye out for that kid and try to... He'd be a great... I'd love to have him on the show. If he could call in sometime... And he could do it anonymously, obviously, but he was, that's the kind of civil disobedience I'm talking about. That is the type of thinking that we need, is that kind of shit. But it's rampant on the internet. It's everywhere on the internet. It needs to be out there on the streets. It needs to be on the streets, in people's faces more. And it's getting there. It's getting there. But this is a great example. I saw this. I saw the paper bomb video footage, which is all right, I guess. But that, it's just kind of like, all right, whatever.
But, yeah, I don't have to do
this,
that.
This was a little more. This guy was, I thought, was a better example of how you can do some damage and get into people's heads like that. That shit's never obviously didn't make it on the news. But that news crew, they know what's up. They know what's going on every time they do the news every night. Every single story they do, whether it's about Anonymous or whether it's about a carjacking or whether it's about the grocery store prices or whatever. They know the real story, and then they report what they report. And sometimes it's not always the full picture.
Yeah, I get that. And also about the civil disobedience thing, I actually – really like that part about it. I mean, with my job, I don't get to go out and do that a lot because I would get fired. I mean, I'm a journalist. So if I'm seen doing that, I would, A, get a bad name, B, get fired, immediately. So, yeah, I really like to see more people going out and do this kind of thing.
Right. Well, I think that... folks, well, this guy, he probably, it's not just journalists that would have something to lose from this either. I mean, he could be in almost any occupation and probably have the same sort of alibi. I have to say this anonymously because, obviously I would say it anonymously myself, not because I have something to hide or I wouldn't care if they found out who it was. I would just do it to help promote Anonymous and the whole idea,
Oh yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
Because I have a fucking Guy Fawkes mask and I troll around town every once in a while and I don't even do anything. I'll just walk down Market Street with the mask on. And just blast some fucking rock and roll and some Led Zeppelin or something on my headphones and just cruise down the street and just watch people's reactions, but not even say anything.
I think I might have actually seen you once or twice.
I also have my megaphone almost every time, so you would know.
Oh, yeah, that's
me. I'm a tall guy, and I have a megaphone, and it usually has a recording looped on it that's my voice, so you would know if it was me.
Yep, something tells me that was definitely you.
But yeah, it's just to get into people's heads. It's all branding, really. You know, and you know what? You know, I like to do sometimes, which is great. One of the other things I like to do is also wear a mask underneath the mask. So when somebody like goes, aha, and they pull off the mask and then I got another mask underneath it, that's what I love. That freaks them out.
A mask within a mask. Inception.
Yeah, I have, the mask underneath is like a smaller, tighter fitting mask. It's, you know, Buckethead?
I want to think I do, but I keep on thinking of Mr. Bucket. So.
No, there's this guy. He's a guitarist. He wears a. You definitely would know who you would definitely remember. He's a guitarist. He's about 6'6". He has long, like red curly hair, and he wears a KFC chicken bucket on his head with a white mask, and he usually wears like a big loose windbreaker or some shit, and he plays guitar, and he shreds like a motherfucker. And he was actually briefly in Guns N' Roses.
Okay, then. That's one of the weirdest things I've ever heard. But, you know, works.
And you know what? I'm missing him tonight because so I can talk to you. he's playing two shows. I forget if he played one last night or he's playing tonight, and hopefully he's playing tomorrow night, too. I hope he is because I'd go see him. Yeah, Buckethead, one of my favorite artists of all time. And this totally fucking predates Anonymous and all this garbage. He's like notoriously played as this character, Buckethead, and he'll come out. He does a lot of a lot of themes in his music are like robots and monsters and crap like that and Japanime stuff and like Godzilla and old horror movies and shit like that. And so he's always got weird props and stuff on stage. Like he'll do a guitar solo with a fucking R2-D2 figure. It's just, he's just nuts, dude. He's in fucking, you want to talk about left field? No, he's in a different stadium. He's just fucking on another fucking planet. And he's the man, dude. He's
kind of had a coke out of his mind. One of the two.
No, he's just on another level, dude, that you and I will never understand. But what's great is, like, his world, it intersects with ours, luckily. And tonight he's playing at, Great American Music Hall. And you should check him out.
I went to a wedding there once.
You went to a wedding at Great American Music Hall?
Isn't that the little thing near Union Park down in San Francisco?
It's kind of close to Union Square. You know what? It's right next door to the O'Farrell Theater, the world famous strip club.
Yeah, I definitely went there. I think I went there. Yeah, it might have been there. Some musical theater thing.
That's awesome. Yeah. I'm sure people rent it out for occasions, and why not a wedding? You know, they're probably rockers.
It was a rocker wedding. Like instead of cake, we had like these chocolate taco things. It was fucking awesome. Of course,
yeah,
I was only like 17 at the time.
That sounds about right.
I was only 17.
What a silly Negro.
Hey, we got a caller here. Let me take this. Let's take this Skype caller here. Poco Kitty, you're on the air with Vince and Lulzak. What's going on?
I'm an alcoholic. Texas is gay.
My little pony, my little pony, my little pony.
That gets me hard. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, terrible. Horrible. Horrible. Absolutely terrible. Soundboards, ghosts, come on. You want to hear some ghost soundboards? I'll play some ghost soundboards for you. Lulzak, are you familiar with Ghost?
Ghost from Modern Warfare 2?
No. No, Ghost, the Blog Talk Radio.
It was the first time I've ever played on Blog Talk, remember?
Oh, dude. Oh, my God. You need your cherry popped, bro. You think this show gets
more
like, on? Yeah, you think there's some losers that call into this show? Oh my God, Ghost gets the fucking bottom of the barrel, and he gets hit slammed so fucking hard by 4chan, it's disgusting, and he gets the worst of the worst. He gets like literally like 8-year-old kids prank calling him. It's disgusting.
Oh, that's fucking terrible.
It's horrible, but you got to experience it at least once or twice. Because, like, look at my chat room, okay? Right now I got 9 users. And, like, on a good night, like last night you saw me, I had, what, maybe like 30 users, I think, at one point, maybe 40 users.
I never thought I was like a 15-year-old kid. I'm like, I was 15 4 years ago.
Yeah. So, you know, I typically, if I'm lucky, I get 40, 50 users, at the peak of my show, you know? And maybe a grand total at the end of the show, I got 100 people that listened in live. On a typical good day, that's me. Ghost, like today, Ghost, he always tops off at 500 users because that's the limit on Blog Talk Radio's chat room. Like they don't, after 500, it stops counting and it stops admitting people. And so he's always got around 500 people. At least over 400 for sure. And then live, he probably gets, maybe like, 10,000 live listeners every day. Out of control. And he's great, though. He's great. But the thing is, he feeds the trolls, and he's good at it. He knows how to do it. He knows all the memes. He knows how to rage just right to make... And all the kids think he's, like, for real. He's like, it's like Stephen Colbert, But he's doing like an old hick sort of Austin, Texas cowboy who's talking about the stock market and stuff and trying to get he kind of sounds like Will Ferrell when he does George Bush.
Will Ferrell's George Bush impersonation mixed with Louis C.K. perhaps?
I don't know what that means exactly, but I'll tell you what, I'll play a clip. Since we got this ghost soundboard kid who's just itching for some ghost, and you're a ghost, you need your ghost cherry popped here. I'm gonna play a clip. I used to be a regular caller on his show. I don't call as much anymore because he gets just way too many people on his show now. I'm gonna play a classic call that I did. What was it, about a month or two ago? And this is me calling in to Ghost. He's on Monday through Friday during the middle of the day, and he's been on Blog Talk Radio for a long time, and he's as far as I'm concerned, he's probably the best thing going on BTR. So without any further ado, here's me calling in a ghost on Blog Talk Radio.
I want to talk about San Francisco banning circumcisions. Yeah, believe it or not, San Francisco, the same city that allows gay bathhouses to run rampant all over the city, the same city that passes out free hypodermic needles to drug addicts, the same city that allows glory hole toe tapping, protected by the First Amendment, now they want to make a ban on circumcision. Can you believe this kind of crap? Circumcision. I mean, good God, for Christ's sake. I mean, they're going to make a law against this. I mean, I want to hear from you. I think Vince, hey, Vince, you're on the horn. You're from Cisco. What the hell do you think about, this circumcision ban?
Hey, Ghost, today it's Vinny. Vinny from Vinny in the Bay, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, Vinny. Hey, you doing? Hey, Vinny in the Bay. You doing
yeah,
over
forget
here?
About it. Forget about it. Yeah, so I just got back from my foreskin restoration surgery. It went great. It went great.
Are you kidding me? You had foreskin restoration surgery? How the hell does that work?
Hey, I'm a wise guy and everything, but I got to play by the rules just like everybody else. So you know how it is. It's the law now. So I put it back on. It's all good. I got it.
How the hell do you put it back on? How do you have foreskin restoration surgery? How the hell does that work?
Well, it's a donor program. You know how it is. You put the little pink dot on your driver's license. You know how that works? And so, like, some dude, some black guy, actually, I have black foreskin on my dick now because some black guy got in a car accident. So they grafted his his foreskin and put it on mine. Now I'm legal.
Well,
baby.
You know, I mean, is that adding a few inches to your pink willy there, or you know, are you just doing it so you can have a black tip, so you'll look like you know you did just the tip for some drug infested hookers? I mean, what I don't get, why would you have a black foreskin restoration on your penis?
Well, Ghost, you know what? To be honest, TBH, full disclosure, that was the only thing they had going, and it was a lot cheaper. The homicide rate for young black males here in San Francisco is pretty high, so you know how the free market works. Supply and demand, baby, and it's a lot cheaper to get black foreskin, so that's what I'm working with, and you know, someday I'll probably go back and get Caucasian foreskin eventually when I have the means.
I mean, isn't it a little bit more sanitary to, you know, not have the foreskin? I mean, that's what I've been, you know, reading and told. I mean, is this a lie?
Well, I'm going to find out. You know, I haven't had foreskin over 30-some-odd years. I don't want to date myself here. Well, yes, somebody has to. Any hoot. Yeah, I'm going to find out. I've heard the doctors told me to keep it very clean and clean it out. You know, hourly almost. It's almost like you know, you definitely should clean it out daily. But I do it. So far, it's been kind of getting kind of moist in there. You know, if I don't.
Yeah, you know, I mean, from what I understand, I mean, you know, guys that aren't cut, you know, have a little bit of a cottage cheese problem every now and then. You know, so you know, just watch out for that. From what I'm told.
Yeah, yeah, I'm keeping a lookout. Right now, I just have. My short-term fix, I just put cotton balls. I put a little cotton ball in there, and that seems to do the trick. Just
a little cotton ball in there? What the hell? You, it absorbs the dick cheese, or what? I don't get it. What the hell is a cotton ball supposed to do?
Yeah, it just kind of, you know. Well, some guys, the doctor gave me a package of Q-tips and said just Q-tip it a little bit, and I just said, you know what? Instead of Q-tipping, why don't I just take a little. Buy some cotton balls and just stuff a little bit of that in there and change it every couple hours, and that seems to be working out okay so far.
Yeah, man, that's sick, Vince. I mean, that's enough. You know, I mean, Vince, I used to like talking to you here, but this is something I don't really want to talk about. I mean, I am talking about it because I know San Francisco is banning circumcision. And, you know, we were going to have, you know, some kind of a sanitary talk about it, but, you know, you're really taking it to another level here.
What a silly Negro.
I don't know, winning anyone?
Análisis de forma de vida completado. La especie es destructiva, invasora, nociva, peligrosa para la integridad del todo. El hombre.
Okay, party people in the house.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vincent the Bay.
Some fruity-ass little fruit bowl named Vincent the Bay.
Vincent the Bay.
Vincent the Bay.
Vincent the Bay.
Vincent
the Bay.
Yahoo.
Hey, oh, now,
boy. Vincent the Bay,
boy.
Ah! Vincent the slump troll.
That's right.
Actus.
We're on the network.
Fuck you, Vince! Penis.
Thank you, very nice.
Losers winning. Bye-bye.
I don't get down like that.
Yeah, but it ain't me.
Oh, my God.
Weird. Where's one
of them?
I'm a troll.
And why?
Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vincent the Bay. Back with you for another edition of Disorderly Conduct. If you want to join me, the number's on the screen. You can also hit me up on Twitter. Follow me, won't you? Twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. And I'm joined by tonight by Lulsec, California.
And so there you go. That's a little intro to Ghost there.
I have to say, my initial reaction to that was, what the fuck has happened to the internet?
Dude, the internet's fucking, the internet's where it's at, dude. Ghost is hilarious. He's you got to at least.
Oh, yeah, that was seriously funny, no doubt. But like, oh god.
Yeah, good times. So Poco Kitty is back. Let's see what Poco Kitty has for us. Hey, Poco Kitty. Hello, Poco Kitty. You're on the air. Poco, hello, Poco Kitty, you're live. What's up? Or not?
Probably not. It's a shame whenever we lose a call on the show. You know, we got to call the paramedics, the coroner, whole deal. Expensive, too.
Right on.
What a silly Negro.
Good times, good times. Shouts out to Cernel, Lulzsec, California, Pisspot Pete, and Stabby McHugs for holding it down in the chit-chat room. Cernel, it's been a long time. Good to see you, bro, or you're bro, right? I forgot. Cernel, are you a dude or a chick? Wait, someone tell Vince I'm sorry for the troll. That was my friend. I didn't know she was going to troll. She? What she? Who are you talking about?
There are no she's on the internet. What are you? Hi? Ha 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 ha.
That's bizarre. Whatever, Cerno. It's all good. I don't know who's trolling. I don't know what the deal is. But if you would like to join myself and Lulzsec Kelly, we are here ready and available. Lulzsec Kelly, what else has been going on in the news that has caught your eye on, or on the internet that you'd like to share with us?
All right, well, on a Syrian front of operations, and such, we have news out of a Syrian prison that a 15-year-old boy was tortured to death for failing to praise the president. Okay, I don't know, opinion?
Yeah, I think I heard about that.
Yeah, I retweeted it.
It's pretty fucked up, man.
I know, it's like, he's just a kid, you know, leave him alone.
You know, shit like that happens every day, though, in all kinds of countries, and it doesn't get any press.
Yeah, actually,
at least the Syrians are at a point where that's getting out, you know.
Oh yeah,
20, 30 years ago, that same shit was going down in Syria. It's probably even more and worse.
Oh yeah, it was probably way horrible back then. I mean, I know a guy who was in Syria, and then those all pro presidential things that were going on a couple months back. Those were actually because people were getting picked up from work and school and they were being brought to these things. This is what he's telling me. And people were staying home from work so they didn't get shipped off to these presidential parades and shit. It's
freaky.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, and sometimes shit like this happens in the U.S. And back to the topic of young kids, apparently. Ooh, scary topic. Some kid, I don't know, the guy, I guess he got into a fight, some kid attacked him or whatever. Kid, like, ran, like, just sprinted out of the school, and security guard apparently, like, just, like, chased him or something like that. And, like, he tried to shoot him in the leg, but ended up hitting him in the head. The guy still got, like, 3 months paid vacation and a commendation. Kid was dead. It's like, no. What's going on with this country?
Damn. It's wild,
well,
man.
More good note.
Yes, please.
On viral video news, we have a video of a Swedish soccer player exchanging shirts with a German supporter. Hot.
What? Put that in the chat room. Let me see that.
All right. Well, we found it on the YouTubes. No, she hasn't brought underneath it, so you're not seeing any.
Oh, I don't care. I just want to check it out. That's you know, I don't need. I mean, I've seen a million. If I want to see titties, there's plenty of that on the internet. You know, it's all it's all the context. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I saw it early this morning. That was my favorite somewhere. I think the. I mean, if I'm gonna find it. Fuck. Most viewed today. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I don't care about Duke Nukem Forever, Strip Club, whatever. That is a no. Alright, give me a minute to find this.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah,
meanwhile, if you want to join me, the number 347-826-7667. Shouts out to Donnie C. And Cerno, Pisspot Pete, Stabby McCuggs, various guest listeners who are coming in and out. Don't be shy. Call in. We're just kicking it. It's just Friday night free ball Friday. We're just hanging out. Oh, yeah, let's check it out, dude.
All right,
I love boobies. I love boobies, especially when they're shared in public.
All right, there we go, right there.
Josephine? Me. Oh, this dude, you get to see this guy's whole, he's just like, hey, baby. Oh, this is like, this is just a traditional soccer thing. This is no big deal.
What? Are you serious?
Yeah. Oh, they always do this. Soccer players always on opposing teams, just as like sort of like a mutual respect thing. They you know, exchange jerseys at the end of the game. Sure.
Weird. Well, hey, it's a sweet.
Let's just you know. Look at that. He keeps his look at him. Oh, he's like, hey, baby. He's like trying to molest her. Oh, what a fucking creepy ass dude. She was just like, oh yeah, sure, I'll switch jerseys. And he's just like, hey, baby, let me just keep my shirt off and like try to like make out with you. Let me tongue you real quick.
Yeah, I was just like, what the fuck is this dude doing? Oh, the Arizona Dust Bowl. Have you seen any of that?
Dude, my girl Kishu fucking lived through it. She was driving up. She sent me pics. That she also I'll send you pic. I'll put pics in here.
Here's a dude driving just like head on into a
Yeah,
storm.
Go for it. Totally do it. And while you're doing that, take your pants off and take your underwear off and then put your pants back on because it's free ball
all
Friday,
right,
bitch.
From the top, free balling. She's a good girl, loves her mama, loves Jesus and America too. She's got big tits, crazy about humping. She loves bareback and a vibrator too. It's a long day living in the Bay. It's a long day, cause I got a big penis. There's a hippie running through the yard, and I'm a bad boy, cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for wearing no underpants, cause I'm free balling. Yes, I'm free ballin'. Yes, I'm free ballin'. That's right, I'm wearing any underpants tonight, kids. I hope you aren't here. That's because I'm free ballin'. That's when you're wearing pants with no underpants. Try it sometime. Enjoy it. Be liberated.
Hey, what's up, John from B, a.k.a. Q. Call in, brother. It's just me and Lulsa kicking it freestyle at the top of the dome tonight. I got to take a leak. I'll be right back. Here's some Nancy Sinatra.
Mm-hmm. they call hard times. But it's child, that's me. Something look like nothing. Buddy's child, am I? Forget to bury.
Damn, my bad. Yeah, sorry about that. That's some technical difficulties there I had to work out. My goodness. Wowzers. Sorry about that, kids. I'm back, though. It's Vince. Can you hear me? Is this on? Hello? Can you hear me? Lulzsec, are you there? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you.
All right, good. We're back. Was that a lot of dead air?
For about a minute and 30 seconds, I guess.
A minute and 30 seconds. Holy shit. Yeah, I was...
Hey, I
took a my whole,
the same amount of time.
My whole fucking switchboard, like, fucking crashed on me, and... Yeah, I had to restart the whole thing.
Oh.
Anyway. Oh, hey, let me take a minute here. Stabby, can you do me a favor? I know you're on the line. Stabby, can you hear me? Stabby? Can you help me out? Stabby, I have a question for you, since you're a Skype caller. So I want you to tell me when you call into BTR on Skype, what does it say the number is? It should say like BTR guest something. You know what I'm talking about? Anybody know what that is? Anybody calling in on Skype on my show know what I'm talking about? Lulzsec, you're not called in through Skype, are you?
No, I'm calling in via my iPhone.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, let me try Poco Kitty. Poco Kitty, are you there?
Sorry.
Hey, Poco Kitty, can I ask you a question?
Sleep mode activated.
No, don't go to sleep.
Oil two.
Oh, Poco Kitty just, Poco, that's P-O-K-O Kitty, K-I-T-T-Y. It's P-O-K-O K-I-T-T-Y on Skype. So hit up Poco Kitty if you want good, sexy, fun time, I'm pretty sure. Gotta be hot. Moving right along.
Indeed.
Let's see. We have another caller here. Maybe this is Q. Caller, you're on the air. What's up?
I need you, friend.
Is that Q?
Yes, sir.
Aha, I was right. All right, what's up, dude? What's going on with you?
Nothing much. Decided I'd call in as per to my usual rituals.
Right on. Let me kill that music there. Yeah, good times, good times. So, let's see. I still don't have a Skype caller that's talking to me, though. I have Skype callers that love to play their soundboards or just lurk, but nobody giving me a definitive two-way communicational line of whatever. Let's see. It is what it is. Vince in the Bay, if you want to join me, don't be shy. I got plenty of soundboards, though. You don't have to play your stupid soundboards because I already have them. Exactly. It shouldn't be a number on your Skype. It should say, like, BTR guest or something like that. BTR listener. Yeah. What BTR listener number what? Red Medicine or 024? Is that what it is? BTR listener is 024. Are you sure? Okay, let me try this out. So it's BTR listener 024. Let's try that. See how that works. Okay, BTR listener 024. For those of you on Skype, that's what you call. John Brand in the building. Wow. Nadia in the house. What's shaking Nadia face? Good times, baby. Been a long time, Nadia. Welcome back to the show. Good times to be had. We've got another hour to go in the program. I got Lulzsec on with me. I also have Q. And we have you if you want to join us. Ladies, don't be shy. Nadia, Nadia, you are more than welcome to call in. It's been a long time, sister. I hope you're doing well. And say hi to Fire Shit. I try to get Fire Shit in on the show. I just sent him the BTR listener thing, so maybe we'll get Fire Shit on here in a second. But, yeah, good times. It looks like... It's like the switchboard's starting to light up here, but nobody's got their hand up. If you want to join the conversation, don't be shy. Press number one, and I'll bring you on.
I can bring him in anyway.
What?
Bring him in anyway.
Bring him in anyway? Well, I tried doing that with Stabby McCuggs, and he just, I don't know, he ignored me or he had some background shit on. I think he's one of these people that doesn't listen to the show. He just... chats. I'm pretty sure him and a couple other people I've caught listening to, like, watching like Tosh.0 or some crap.
No, I just like talking shit in your chat room. I don't like the show actually itself.
So whatever. Hey, Fire Shit Derps here. Cool. What's up,
hey.
Fire Shit?
Hey, it's me, Fire Shit Derp, with Nadia and the Bill Wagner.
No motherfucking shit. That's fucking badass. What's up, guys?
Hey, fans.
Hey, what's happening? How you doing, Vince? Let's just burn the call a minute. How's your show tonight?
Oh, it was kind of slow until now. Suddenly, there's like a shit storm that's erupted in on the phone line, at least the switchboard here. It was just me and Lulzsec a second ago, and then now there's like 20 people on the line.
Hey Vince, who represents Lulzsec? Who is that?
Him right there, that guy.
Hey, what's up, Lulzsec?
Lulzsec.
ASL.
That's Lulzsec California. He goes by Lulzsec Cali, California. And, so Lulzsec, California, meet Fire Shit Derp and Nadia and Bill Wagoner.
Hello. Hey.
Hey, Bill.
Hey, I told you, what the hell?
Hey, Bill, are you Nadia now? What's going on? Are you guys an item? How's that?
I don't even know who Nadia is. I never met Nadia.
Oh, she's hot, dude. I would be stoked if she was my girlfriend.
Hmm. Oh, yeah? Is that right, huh?
Dude, she's a hottie.
No idea. Nadia, nice to meet you. I never met you before, but hey, what's happening?
Bill said he can't recognize them unless they're on their knees.
Wow.
Is Moxie or Nadia?
No, I'm not Moxie at all, but hey.
I see. Anyway, okay, so, okay. All right, Fire, so you wanted to bring me on here. What's up?
I wanted you to tell everybody how the wagon's going.
It's going good. Going good. Busy doing some stuff. Getting ready to go to L.A. Tomorrow. So, that's what's up. What's up with everybody out there in Vince in the Bayland?
Same old, bro. Just holding it down here on Friday night / Saturday morning. Yeah, it's been kind of just open lines, just taking it wherever it goes. Definitely interested in knowing what the wagon has in store for the rest of 2011. Jesus, we're already at the halfway point of the year. It's the second half of the year now. It's amazing.
Yeah, I can't believe it. Yeah, no doubt. Can't wait to get absolutely. Just get it done. Get it done. Yeah, a lot of good looking girls in Las Vegas, though, I tell you that. So come on down.
Oh,
hang out.
It's unfor real, man. It's once the summer hits, they just come out of the woodwork. It's unfor real. It's happening here too.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Well,
out of control.
Well, Fire. Make any good videos lately? Or
Yeah. Check out my website. I got a few good videos. You know.
What's that? Tell me more about this Nigel Thornberry. What the hell was what was that all about?
I'm Nigel Thornberry, bro.
Nigel Thornberry. Yeah. Well, who the fuck is Nigel Thornberry, dude?
I'm Nigel Thornberry.
Oh, that was you? That's your voice?
Oh yeah, that's me, bro. Yeah.
Oh.
Dude, you should call into my show as Nigel Thornberry. That'd
hey, Vince,
brilliant.
I got some personal questions for you.
Oh,
the
crap.
First one,
what?
The first one is, who is that person calling and apologizing to you earlier? And second, where's Keisha?
Who's calling in apologizing? Who? I don't know what you're referring to about the apology. And the second question, I have no clue. Why, do you know something I don't?
I was just a little birdie told me that like somebody was calling in and apologizing for trolling you when they didn't even troll you at all.
Yeah, I don't even know what you're referring to.
Answer is your mother never loved you. All right, just go with that.
Sure, what he said. Yeah, I don't know what the deal is.
Forever alone.
What?
Forever alone.
Forever alone.
Don't worry, Vince. You'll get him.
What are you talking about, dude?
They'll all come crawling back to you.
Again, I'm not sure I know what you're talking about, Fire Shit. You're being very cryptic. Do you want to elaborate?
I mean, like, you know, where's that Keisha, you know?
That's what I'm saying. You know what? I got. I'll tell you the last thing I heard from her. I got a text message from her at 3 a.m, and it said hotel party. Lulz, wish you were here, and there's a picture of like three or four bodies on top of a bed in some random hotel. That's the last. That's all I know.
Okay. So what's the next target for Lulz? Say, Irity.
Well, since the main group kind of went down, we've all been kind of acting independently, but for the California division, we have some real-life stuff planned. You'll see if you're living in the Bay Area, you'll see some posters up, see some spray paint. The whole works.
Sounds like fun.
Good break up.
Sounds pretty cool, bro.
Totally.
For sure. For sure.
So is that Barrett Brown guy still a leader of Anonymous, or what?
Fuck if I know. We act independently, pretty much.
Well, so, what are you wearing?
You know what? You know what, Nadia? You work independently, aren't you? Don't you?
Nadia.
Nadia, hello. Somebody wake up, Nadia.
Yeah. There, she's waking up.
Hey.
That worked.
Jesus.
Okay, this cavalcade of mediocrity is brought to you in part by Ice Blue Aqua Velva and also Skin Bracer. Remember, fellas, don't let them chase you without your Skin Bracer.
Aqua Velva.
What a silly Negro.
And it's no longer Friday here on the West Coast. It's now Saturday morning. And so Free Ball Friday has now evolved into Pantless Saturday. Welcome, everybody.
You're not camming pantless.
I'm not camming pantless yet.
Good God.
Yep.
In other news.
I guess I don't know. There's no other news.
In other news, someone in the world is drunk while getting a vasectomy right now. There you go. Someone out there is drunk and getting a vasectomy. Someone, if they are, please call in. We'd love it.
All right, I got it. I think we might have somebody that's taking you up on that. Let's go with this caller, area code 517. You're on the air with Vince and Lulzsec and Fireshit Derp. What's up?
Not much. How you doing?
Doing all right. Hanging in there. What's on your mind tonight?
No, not really much, man. I'm out here in Michigan, out here in the capital right now. Just trying to get my band back together. Hopefully me and my boys can get back together or something.
Okay. What's the band all about? What kind of music?
Well, I'm actually a producer of the whole thing, but we're out here trying to produce rock people, rappers and stuff, and also country people.
Sweet. What's the name of your band?
Hellfire Productions.
Hellfire Productions? That's the name of the band?
Yes, sir.
What a stupid name.
Wait. Productions? That's the name of the band? Like what, like Boogie Down Productions? Like, is that what you're trying to bite off of?
Yeah.
That's so stupid.
Hellfire Productions,
like heavy metal,
is probably
man.
One of the most respect.
Hellfire, no, fire shit, you're just pissed because he's using fire in there, huh? You're just like, dude, fire's my, that's my shit.
No, that's a stupid name of a band.
Yeah, I don't like productions. I don't like the word productions in there. It's kind of tacky.
Well, we are going to change it up as soon as I get all the group back together and stuff.
Yeah, you
better
change
it. We are
going to
pretty much change. And we're going to keep Hellfire Productions as the whole productions itself. But until I get the whole group back, that's the way it stands for right now.
Okie dokie.
Sounds like a fun time in the bands.
Good times. Yeah. Good times. The band's getting back together. I love it. I love it, man. Well, you know, keep us up to date. You know, check back in when there's further developments.
Oh yeah, we will definitely do that.
Okay, super duper.
Yes, sir.
All righty. Okie dokie. Artichokey. Matey Goal, what are you saying in the chat room? Someone call in and ask Vince why his orbs haven't dropped yet. What the fuck orbs? What do you mean? The hell's orbs? The hell's he talking about?
Just spam somebody... this whole time.
That guy's spamming? What are you talking about?
I just see him just doing that all the time. He's like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I think yesterday he's saying, like, sperm is here or something. I don't give a fuck.
Because he misses Debbie's orbs. And everybody's just saying orbs over and over. I don't get it. What the fuck am I missing here?
An orb is what people take a picture of. It's a piece of dust. And they think it's a fucking ghost.
Oh, my God. What a waste of time. Are you kidding me?
But I hate to tell everybody, ghosts are not real.
What? No. No one gives a fuck.
Very well, then. If you would like to join this this program, there's 45 minutes left to go, and then feel free to call in 347-826-7667. Hey, Fire Shit, is Bill Wagoner still on, or what's up?
No, he hung up. He's jerking off right now or something.
Oh, yeah. Probably to Nadia.
Oh, probably to a picture of himself.
Yeah, it's putting a mirror on the ground and jacking off a picture of his ass.
Yeah.
Winning.
Obviously.
Good times. Good times, everybody.
Yep,
the fuck is up with the goddamn orbs. Orbs or get the fuck out. Orbs. Orbs, please. People are insane. It doesn't take much, does it, for these kids to just find some sort of, just turn something, anything into a meme and just.
Stop saying orbs, you cancerous sour fags. There, that should show them up.
Yeah, what's up with these cancerous dudes?
Vaginas, orbs, Debbie, vagina, orbs, boobies, orbs, wags, orbs.
It's the internet.
Orbs, orbs. Yeah, they just they combine it with other memes. Oh, I got a new meme. I can combine it with all my other memes.
Orbs me gusta. That's the next thing you'll see. No gusta.
Look what I'm dealing with, man. I'm dealing with fools and trolls. Bring me a challenge, somebody. Bring me a freaking challenge because, you know, it just ain't there. Winning.
Agreed, Charlie. Chuck.
Is there any way you can get this guy out of the chat room?
Oh, which guy? What are you talking about? Is there some guy that's you? I'll take care of him.
Maybe Goal or whatever. Yeah.
You know what? I'll tell you what I'll do. This is what I'll do. I'm not going to kick him out of the chat room. I'm going to put him on timeout for a second. And,
lovely.
And I'm going to explain a little feature to everybody in the chat room. Okay, check this out. Now, I'm going to put him on. He's just on a little timeout. It's kind of like in hockey. You put him in the penalty box. He'll be back. But check this out. In the meantime, what you can do is you can right-click on his name. Oh, he left the chat room and come back in. All right. When he comes back in, you want to right-click on his name, and then there'll be a little drop-down menu, and it will give you different options. And one of the options is ignore. And once you hit ignore, he can still chat and stuff, but you just won't see it. It just won't show up in your personal feed. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but he
still
sounds like a fun time.
Yeah, so he pushed out and like left. But it doesn't matter. He can come back. He can change his name to something else and come back and annoy you, and you can just ignore that person, that name that he changes it.
Oh, there it is. Neocytron.
Now that's another one.
No, great.
But see, you could now ignore Neo Citron if you wanted to.
Just kill it with fire. That's my response. Just kill it with fire.
Amen.
Loud type.
So, yeah, we have quite a few people on the line called in, but nobody with their hand up. If, you know, this is open lines, don't be shy. Just press number one on your keypad, and I'll put you on the air, dude.
Put them all on right now.
Want me to put them all on right now? All right, fuck it. You people, if you're called in, you're on the air now.
Hi.
Hey there.
Hey there.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Oh, so much better now that you're here. What's your name?
Kathy.
Kathy?
No, I'm just talking with you. I'm not going to say my real name up over the... that's just ridiculous.
Well, I'll go with Kathy. That works for me.
Kathy sounds pretty sure. Huh?
Yeah. So what part of the country or the world are you dialing in from, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm from the dirty south.
Oh.
Dirty south.
Yeah, I'm in the south too. What are you coming to you?
Yeah, fire shit derp is he's a dirty southerner.
Where are you from?
I'm in Auburn. You want to go and party sometimes?
Yeah. I don't have a car, so.
That's okay. He's got a helicopter. He's got an Apache helicopter. He'll come in.
I'm sitting up here in Lafayette, so I'm just waiting. Fly over. I'll hold a sign up or something.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, great. I'm going to have someone, like, knocking on my door now because everyone and their mom's going to know where I am. Awesome.
Yeah, I live really close to Lafayette, so, you know, I'm coming to visit you.
Oh, really? Where do you live again?
I live in Auburn, so, like, I'm going to come visit you. And
I want to know, do you live in Alabama? I'm sorry, I can't hear you. You're, like, really, really faint.
Oh, well, there's a couple of ladies on the line, it sounds like.
Oh, I can't hear her, and I really wanted to, like...
Oh, you really wanted to connect with fire shit. Let me see what I can do if I can.
Oh no, no, I don't want to connect with anyone. I just wanted to make sure everyone had their fair time talking.
Oh yeah. Oh, absolutely, dude. No, it's all good. Trust me. The reason why I brought you and everybody else on was because nobody was talking.
Well, see, because my computer won't load it, and I wanted to hear what y'all were saying.
Oh, yeah.
And I heard you have, like, all the cool cats here. You have the fire guy, and you've got Lulzak, and you've got Q, who I think he was in there for a while, but I don't know what happened to him.
Yeah, Q dropped off. I don't know what happened to Q. He's an enigma and a mystery wrapped up in a jelly donut. I don't know.
Well,
jelly donut.
Delicious.
Wow.
So delicious.
Oh, Matey Goal. Okay, Matey Goal is back, everybody. Everybody remember the ignore feature? Matey Goal is back. Once he's unmuted, you can ignore him if you want. You can just right-click on him and then ignore. Okay?
Welcome back, honey.
Or you can set him on fire and throw him out a window, which is what I want to do.
I'm going to bring him out of the penalty box now. Matey Goal is now back in play, and you can ignore him, her, if you want. Orbs. The first thing out of his mouth. Orbs.
If everybody likes fire right here, why don't we just put some gasoline on top of them?
Yeah, I could put some virtual gasoline on top of them, but...
I think it was just punching through the internet. I just farted. It was glorious.
Wow.
It was a glorious fart. There's songs about it.
The most glorious fart.
That's what I thought we need to talk about, because no one show up. No one gives a shit.
Lafayette, though. That's crazy.
So, wait a second. So, was it Kate in Lafayette? Is that what we were going with?
I know. I don't even remember. Like, started with a C or a K or something. I don't remember.
Kathy or something like that. Kathy.
Kathy.
Kathy, that was it. Kathy.
Karen. Okay, so yes. Kathy. All right, great.
Kathy,
how come you're not out partying right now? Are you back in from a night out and you're still a little tipsy and you just want to kind of feel a little naughty? You want to call in and play with us or what's up?
Well, besides the fact of being a social retard and I don't connect well with other human beings, I don't have a vehicle, so I'm kind of stranded. And I just checked my stash and I've got nothing. That kind of upsets me. I thought I had more than that.
Ooh,
oh, can I say
stash?
That?
Stash of what? Are you a heroin addict?
Oh, most definitely. I shoot up every day. That's how I keep my amazing figure.
There's a better way to keep your future.
Picks or get the fuck out.
I just don't have time for orbs. I love it. Why haven't you shown your orbs yet? Do it.
You want me to show you my orbs?
Well, not me. Just the general public. You might as well.
I can. I mean, I've already shown. It's already been shown on the internet. But I can show you though, in private.
I will be right back. After
right.
I don't know.
You can go FAP? That's fine. I understand. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to see orbs in private, but public orbs are okay. I feel that anonymity
right.
is still there.
Okay. Okay. Fair enough.
But yeah, you've got a lovely little show going on today.
All
yeah,
right.
we're doing all right. It's Friday night, Saturday morning. You know, it is what it is. Got a nice little turnout. Got a couple of lovely ladies on the line, and yourself and Nadia. And
oh, yeah, I do actually have a request now.
Okay.
Don't ever, ever put those two drunk bitches on anymore.
Oh,
that, like,
ooh.
Kills
oh,
the
boy.
Show.
Ooh.
I don't know their names. Like, they were just wasted.
Oh, are you talking about Melissa Hopkins?
Maybe. Like, she seemed like she would be a nice person and, like, really cool to hang out with. But not, like, especially when she's, like, completely hammered, but not whenever, you know, I can't even hear you.
Yeah, no, I'm just listening to you.
Well, I'm listening to you.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I think you're talking about Melissa, maybe. And,
maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, Melissa is thankfully on the road right now. She's driving cross country with her family, her two sons, and thankfully she's preoccupied with that, although she did call in last night for a second, but hopefully it's going to be. It's just going to be quick little call-ins here and there for the next couple of weeks. But I can't, but once she gets to Oregon, I don't know. Hopefully once she gets to Oregon, she'll be so busy, like, moving and crap that it'll be a long time before she's like, you know, bothering us on a regular basis again.
Well, it's not like a bother or anything. It's just like I said, she'd be pretty cool like to chill with if she was wasted. She's kind of that one drunk friend that you know that's always gonna get drunk at a party. That's why you invite them. Yeah.
Well, she is definitely entertaining. She does definitely bring sort of a Schadenfreude. I don't even know if I'm saying that word right. Schadenfreude. Sort of aspect. You just kind of like, you know, you can't help but slow down as you drive by the train wreck. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Melissa gets drunk because she's not afraid of anything.
Well, that's good.
Dude, she goes nuts, dude. Oh yeah, she's trying to come here and visit me in San Francisco. That'll be interesting. She wants me to I don't know, talk to her sons about stuff.
Hey, Viz, I looked at her profile picture. She actually looks good for a cougar.
Yeah, unfortunately, though, she's not really... I guess she's technically a cougar for me, or an elf.
How old are you, anyway? Because I seem like everything's like 17 to 38. You don't sound like you're 17.
Well, 17. I'm 19.
Oh. Wait, who are you talking to exactly? Wait,
how about
mean?
Everyone? Let's all tell our ages. How about that?
Well, I'm gonna be turning 27 here pretty soon, in July 15th, but I'm 26 right now.
That's interesting.
I had just turned 19 about a couple months ago. This is Callie, by the way.
Pretty cool. I turned 19 in March, so we're kind of all in the same age group. That's cool. Hold on, y'all, okay? I don't want to be rude. Chill, 1 second.
No, we will chill. Yeah, we'll hold. We'll stand by. Just go ahead. Do what you got to do.
Everybody stop the show for Candy.
Yeah. No problem. We'll
Standing by. By the way, homie, for my birthday party, we're about to throw a big birthday party for myself. I'm throwing this for Hellfire Productions also.
Oh, Hellfire Productions, the band, you mean?
Are you the devil or some shit?
Oh, no.
They're a heavy metal band, that shit.
We play lots of stuff, man.
You worship the devil? Are you a devil worshiper?
Oh, no. No.
Rob Monster?
Why not?
I believe in God myself.
But you don't worship the devil?
No.
Because I do.
You might have.
You jealous?
But no, we're about to throw a big-ass party. We're about to have some beers and shit and food.
From an atheist standpoint, you two look like you're fighting over an imaginary friend.
Yeah, you just come for the beer and the fucking ribs, right?
Hey, everybody. It looks like we're now going to be joined by our good friend, Wild Goose. What's up, Wild Goose?
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Oh, hi.
Hi. Ah, I heard y'all chatting up about Melissa Hopkins. Actually, I had an encounter with her on the road down to Florida. She was.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
What happened exactly?
Well, you know, we were going down the road, and on the highway, we saw this car in front of us. It was swerving around, and like, oh snap! What should we do with this? And you know, but then I looked in her window, and I saw who it was. I was like, wow, that looks exactly like this lady that I know on Facebook. And it struck me. I was like, wow, that's Melissa Suckmy Chad Hopkins. That's the Melissa Junkins. And then I see her kids in the back. And dude, like, all right. You know, we try honking at her, and she just barrels on. She's trying to drag race us. And, you know, She was in her SUV, Mustang, and she's drag racing us. She beats us down the road. And I'm like, dude, Lego, we got to call this in the authorities. You know, I don't want our kids getting hurt. But we called it in. You know, she survived the DUI. She's still on her way to Oregon. You know, it's all going well now. But I'm still in Florida. But hey, you know, Melissa Hopkins for the win. I'm all about Melissa Hopkins, and she loves her drink as much as the next rock. And I'm all about the drink. I love it. I'm a little tired right now, as it were. So, you know, I love it. Live it.
Wow.
Live it.
We have two matey goals in the chat room now. That's interesting. Two matey goals. Do you think – did matey goal create a second account – because he knew that everybody ignored the first account?
Probably.
Well, block him again.
All right, we're just
going to ignore that account too now, matey goals. So you're pretty much
there you go.
A third one now.
This is really buggy. But there's a guy, Neo Citron, in the chat, and he said this on Debbie's show as well. He said, Goose scourges this, somebody scourges that. And, dude, you're spelling it wrong. Like, scourge, S-C-O-U-R-G.
He says you're alpha, too. What is that?
Nazi, all right? I'm sorry. But please, you know, if I scourge someone's buttocks, I scourge someone's buttocks. Get it right. You're going to troll with some competence, all right? Have a little finesse.
Hey, so Wild Goose.
Right.
Wild Goose, are you still in Florida?
Yep. Orlando.
So what have you seen down there on the ground? I've been seeing a lot of cool YouTube videos. What have you witnessed?
Damn. Like, tonight was amazing. I mean, I could go on and on and on about it, but we're in Orlando. We're at the Hard Rock Hotel on the 7th floor. The club luxury suite, and it's amazing. You know, we have to do is show our hotel key, and we skip to the front of the line on every ride except for the new ride, which is the Harry Potter Forbidden Adventure, which was amazing. It's like you're on the damn broomstick and you're going through Hogwarts and crap. It was awesome. But on the ground, you know, at the bars on City Walk, and we had a real good time last night. We went to the Rising Star Karaoke Bar, where you get to do karaoke with a live band behind you. And me and Lego went up there. We did the BC Boys, Got a Fight for Your Right to Party, which was a lot of fun. I got trashed. I came back to the hotel. I walked through the living room and trespassed and stuff. It was great. And there's no cops anywhere.
Awesome. Cool, man.
We all know where the cops are.
Yeah. Hey, I got another caller now. Let me bring in this guy, Vic. Looks like Victor or something or other. Victor, what's up? Okay, he can continue. He can. Okay, so that guy apparently wants to turn this into a dance party. So I didn't hang up on him. I didn't mute him. I put him in the screening room. So if anybody wants to join him in the dance party, I can put you in there.
I'm
sorry. What am I? Hello.
Oh, really? Those people are talking. They don't know on their show because they're stupid Negroes.
Okay. Very well, then. Good times.
It's all sex.
Yeah.
Wow, Negro.
What a silly Negro.
Okay. Victor. Whatever the fuck his name is gone now. So I guess the dance party is over.
Thank goodness.
Short-lived. Sorry, bro. But I screen-capped his Skype number, and moving on.
Cool. Give it to me.
Put it on 4chan so they call for a good time.
Yeah, do something like that. That'd be funny.
I always do that whenever a friend, like, really pisses me off. I just, like, you go into, you know, the, like, public bathroom stall with a Sharpie. Write in their number, call for a good time. It's such an amateur thing to do, but it's so fucking funny.
You're silly.
And I actually,
Beach Bum, Beach Bum, it's silly Negroes. It's silly Negro, it's not Philly Negroes, right? It's silly, not Philly.
Yeah, you dumbass.
Subtle. There are some silly Negroes in Philly, no doubt about it, but that's not the quote.
That's a tongue twister. No, it's not. Fuck it. I'm just out of it tonight.
Yeah, you and me both. Thank God. It's Friday. We're going to get the fuck
especially
out of here.
Especially since my
girlfriend's dead. Minutes.
I got nothing to do.
Your girlfriend's dead?
Well, I think
wait,
my
you
girlfriend.
Say she was
I think
dead?
You know what? I think my girlfriend might be dead too. Like I thought my girlfriend was Kishu, and then I think she might be dead now. She has not. I have not been in contact with her for almost 24 hours. That's.
I was just talking to mine like 15 minutes ago on Facebook.
Hey, wait! Who said their girlfriend died?
Yours. Congratulations. Go fuck a hobo.
My girlfriend's not dead. She is. She's pregnant with another kid, with another man's baby.
Wow.
And there are no survivors.
You sure know how to pick them, dude.
Betty Ford died.
Oh, I heard about that. Yeah, yeah. I didn't even know she was alive until I saw that.
Yeah, I know. I was like, who the fuck is Gerald Ford? No one talks about him.
He was there was an assassination attempt against him in San Francisco.
Go figure. Damn San Franciscans.
Yeah. It's out of control here. Out of control. Nobody can open carry here.
Those damn gays.
You know, Vince, next time I'm in San Francisco, I'll leave you a dead drop somewhere. Let you find a little treasure hunt.
You're going to what?
Leave you a dead drop.
He's going to duct tape some classified information under a bridge, under the Golden Gate.
Oh, okay.
Let's pick it up.
Okay, sure. No problem. Aye, aye, Captain. Or 10-4. Roger.
Hey, Vince, you still
copy
know
that.
Any PETA passwords that we can use?
No,
I couldn't find
all,
you guys.
I'm all out of
account,
I'm all out of those, bro. All out of those.
Darn it.
I want some free email account passwords.
I already have those. Well, why would I need free email account passwords?
Well, some of them are not dev accounts.
Like troll accounts, or?
No, like real account accounts. I got like 600,000 up here.
I'm good. I'm good. I'm trying to be clean, dude. I'm cyber criminal. I'm trying to clean up my act.
Cyber gangster.
Yeah, cyber mafia, whatever you want to call it. I'm no good. You don't want to get mixed up with me. I'm trying to go straight and narrow now. I'm straight edge. I'm everything. I'm by the book, bro.
I'm a cyber agent provocateur.
I'm a cyber sex offender. I don't know.
So wait, like everyone you talk to on the internet, do you legally have to tell them that you're a cyber sex offender?
Yes, completely. That is life, and I am restricted to YouTube.
Yeah,
I cannot leave my house on YouTube.
Let's say the thing about being a cyber sex offender is you didn't really offend anyone outside of the internet because you didn't really associate with anybody in real life. So to me, it's logical. You know, it's like going door to door and telling people that you're a pederast.
Hey, can I say something?
I don't get down like that.
No, absolutely, Nadia. Absolutely. Go ahead, Nadia. Sorry.
I said I think you're all cyber dorks.
Yes, we're incredible dorks. Have you not figured that out, in which case you need to take some intelligence. I don't know. I'm too tired to figure out some basic speech. So just give me a pill or fucking ass. I don't care.
Hey, Nadia. I think you're a cyber...
Yeah.
I think you're a cyber hottie.
That's so silly.
Not as silly as you are.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I know
oh yeah.
You are. I know you are, but what am I?
Yeah.
I know. Hey, what's up with Kishu? Where is she?
I don't know. I think I might be single now again. Finally.
Really?
That dumb bitch. It's all about Nadia now.
Shut up. What? She was talking about having kids with you.
No, she wasn't.
Yeah, she was.
Is she talking about how she might be pregnant and stuff like that?
No, yeah. No, dude. She's probably talking about sharing her kid with me, which...
No,
which, that kid's a beautiful kid.
You're totally down to do, right, Vince?
I do like her kid. I don't think they would want to move into here. Well, last time she was here, she was talking about being my my fucking landlord.
Okay.
So
I don't know.
She could,
and like you were gonna have kids and like live happily ever after because she was all in love with you.
Yeah, well, I don't know what happened to that. She last I heard from her was she sent me a text at 3 a.m. and it said, in fact, I'll read it to you. You want me to read the text? The last correspondence I had with her. All right, let me dial this in here. Okay. All right, here we go. Let's see. Oh, all right. At 3:51 p.m., she said, "Hee-hee, love you."
Aww.
That's at 3:51 p.m. This is like a couple of tweets that span maybe 12 hours. The next one, did I say tweets? I meant text. Then all of a sudden at 2:42 a.m., she sends me this. Wasted hotel party now, LOL, miss you, OMG, love you so hard. Then about a half hour later at 3:25 a.m., I get sent a picture, and the picture is of, picture is of 1, 2, 3, 4 people on a bed.
Ooh, yeah.
It looks like two guys and two girls.
Yes, two girls.
And then obviously whoever was taking the picture is so there's that. And then accompanying that, it says LOLOL Hotel Party Baby. And that's it. I haven't heard it from her since.
Fuck? Are you kidding me?
I shit you not. That's it. I haven't heard of that. That was almost. That's almost 24 hours ago.
Does that mean she had sex with like all those four people or something?
I think so. I think that means that I'm single now.
Hotel party, baby.
Either that, or I'm clear to have an orgy.
Yeah, you can
cool.
have all the hotel parties you want, bitch.
Yeah, you guys want to get a hotel? It's on me.
Yeah.
Holiday Inn Express, baby.
This is hotel, get hotel, hotel.
Wasn't aware, but I'm wearing my hand on that.
What's that?
I can't even understand that guy.
Brought to you by, in part, by Budweiser, the king of beers. It's Vince's Hotel Hoedown, and that's hoedown as in hose, not hose, bros before hose. Bros
wait,
and hoes are welcome.
This sounds like a faggot. What am I supposed to say?
Did you said I sound like a faggot?
You sound like a faggot. What are you talking about? No, it could be a bee.
Question sound like, oh, just tell him he sounds like a faggot, but I don't know.
Now you go crazy.
Hey, I'm never talking to you again.
You get that Alzheimer's.
Oh, man. I'm confused.
Time for that hotel party,
baby. Goofy Bone is on? Where's Goofy Bone? I mean, Goofy Bone's doing a show right now? What the fuck? Why is Goofy doing a show right now, dude?
Hey, how does he know my nickname? That's what people call me, Nadia. It's very strange. It's probably a stalker. I don't know.
Huh? What are you talking about?
What?
The fuck was that?
What's happening?
What are you talking about?
Nice. Can you look at the chat room? Because he's like giving me my nickname, and I don't know how he knows my nickname.
Well, that's the stocks you
Oh,
need.
You mean your name, Naughty? Yeah.
Naughty. Yeah.
Naughty.
Yeah.
Cool story, bro.
Because you're so naughty.
I know.
Cool story, bro. Tell it again.
You need to be spanked.
Good
I don't want to get in trouble. I don't want to get beat up by Keisha.
Brutal story, Co.
Dude, by who? What are you talking about?
Keisha.
Who's Keisha?
Who's Keisha? Never mind. No one.
Exactly, Vince.
She's out of the picture now. Literally.
Okay. You didn't get to call me a bitch unless we're in bed, okay?
Okay. I'm down with that. I don't call girls bitches. I never called. Have you ever heard me call a girl a bitch on my show?
No. The other guy, the one who sounds like a faggot.
Oh, well, screw him. I don't care about him. He doesn't matter.
Are you happy now, Pressure?
Oh. I don't know what you're talking about. Trying to make me look like a bad guy.
He's always trying to get me in fights with people I don't even know.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Okie dokie, let's take another call, shall we? We got a caller here, a brand new caller from area code 289. You're on the air. What's up?
Is that Keisha?
Stop. By the way. How old is that? Like 5 years old? No, I don't even know anymore.
Who the hell was that? You think that was Keisha, like, having a really good time?
No. I don't think so. That's 289 number. What area code is that? 289.
Where's that from, anyways? Like,
call them for a good time.
Somebody who thinks South Park is still funny.
Yeah. That's lame.
Ontario? What?
Canadian? Like Lake Ontario or like Canada?
Oh, it's a stupid Canadian.
Fucking
no
Canadian.
Wonder. No yeah. wonder. Fucking Canadian calling in with that. Because that's a reference. That's, That's a reference to Canada, too, right?
Yeah, fruity-ass Canadian.
Let's call them back. Let's see what's up.
Yeah, freaking call them back, man.
Call them Mass Effect.
Stupid Inuits.
Wait, whoops. Let me try this again.
Stupid Canadians trying to push their free healthcare and maple
syrup
on
them. God, get a better mic.
Get a better mic, you mean get a better iPhone. Fuck you.
Yeah, get an iPad. What's the matter with you? You poor or something?
Get a freaking Mac, for Christ's sake.
Hey, I'm on my Mac Pro right now. I just use my iPhone. Please, well, goddamn you, Skype.
Hello?
Oh, God, they were coming.
Fucking asshole.
Oh, man, it's pretty good.
But I catch him off guard. Yet. He just had it on there.
Oh, they got you. They got you good.
Yeah, he got me. He got me good.
Hey, Vince, do you want to call Keisha now?
Hey, Vince, I got an idea. Save that number for tomorrow and then call the kid's parents to give
him. Yeah, of course. Yeah, I will.
Hey, Vin.
Yeah.
Do you want to call Keisha?
Yeah, should we call her?
Yeah. Be like, what the hell, bitch?
Yeah.
I do it.
Or you know what we should do? We should call and you should talk to her and say, hey, did you hear what happened to Vince? And see what she says.
Yeah.
Ooh. But I'm not even friends with her.
She'll probably be like, what's up? Wait, how'd you get my number? Yeah, you're right. Okay.
Like, what the fuck are you calling me for?
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Should have Fireshed do it, because then he can be like, oh, Vince died.
Yeah, on his show, you know?
We'll call right now and Fireshed, you talk to her and see what's going on.
All right.
Yeah, no one else talk, okay?
No one else talk, just Fireshed.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 520-465-00.
Oh, shit. Wow. that was close.
Wow, is that the wrong number?
That was the wrong number, yeah. that was actually somebody else. No, that's somebody else.
Another bimbo?
No, a friend of somebody who's in the same general vicinity of the country. Let's see.
Cool.
Let's see. No, let me find her. No, because that's not what she has an outgoing thing on hers.
Hey, Vince, I just got to say something. You know what's funny?
What?
Those bloggers for Andrew Breitbart. I mean, come on, bro. Am
what,
I right?
What about them?
It's just like, why are they so bad at everything they do?
What did they do now?
I mean, they're just terrible. They're terrible at blogging.
Okay. I don't really look at their blogs much. I like Andrew Breitbart himself. I think he's an interesting character. I think he's funny. I don't really pay much attention. There's one, the only person I pay attention to is Larry O'Connor and his show. I like what he does over there. I actually was listening to his show before I came on and did my show.
Hey, so what do I have to do to get on the BWC?
What? Show your tits.
I already did.
And then have sex with me.
Yeah, you gotta fly out.
But you're
you gotta do like Keisha did, fly out and drive to Vince's house and have sex with him.
good times.
Was it good?
What's that?
I said, was it good?
Oh, it was good, baby. It was real good. Oh, yeah.
She was talking about how you didn't like her vagina because she had, like, one kid or something. Like you said, like, it was really loose. What's up with that?
No, I never said that.
Yeah, what's up with that?
I never said that. Where'd you get that information? Where did you get that I said that?
Is that, like, loosey-goosey going on?
Yeah, she was talking about it because she said you were talking about Moxie's vagina. Like, you said, like, it was really tight. Like, yeah.
Yeah. Only I never saw Moxie's vagina.
Yeah, Nadia.
Well, I don't know. Well, I'm just like, I don't know. That's what I heard.
Okay, well, all right. That's all you heard? Just heard about their two vaginas, nobody else's.
They were talking to each other, like, I was just, like, lurking in the background. And I guess they forgot, like, I was still in the call, but yeah.
Uh-huh. Interesting.
Very interesting.
Yeah. Very interesting. Duly noted. Duly noted. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate you bringing this information to me. This is very, this is groundbreaking.
I'm not even kidding. I swear. That's what I heard. What's a crusty old vagina? What the hell?
I don't know. Where'd you get the idea of a crusty old vagina? Do you have a crusty old vagina? What's the deal? What are you trying to say?
I'm just reading the chat. I don't know.
Oh, don't do that. It'll pollute your mind.
Hey, you know, I like it when it's like,
You know what? I don't like when guys shave.
Sandwich.
Like, pretty fucking weird. Like, you're fucking 12 or something. Don't shave. It's weird.
Okay. I won't. I don't.
So, Vince, make sure you don't shave your pubes anymore.
Yeah. What?
Okay. All right. I think on that note, I'm going to wrap up the show. Shouts out to Fire Shit Derp for calling in, and Nadia, and especially Bill Wagner. That was a treat. Thank you guys for bringing Bill Wagner with you. It was cool to have him.
MP.
Yeah, a little cameo there. Before we leave, Fire Shit, anything you'd like to say in closing?
Just want everybody to know that I hate black people. And God bless America. And God bless Bill Wagner.
Fuck yeah, America.
And Nadia, anything you'd like to add before we leave here?
I just want to let everybody know how much I love bands, and that's it.
Aw, thank you.
We all love bands.
It's very sweet of you. And before, last but not least, Lulzsec, California. Anything you'd like to add?
Google hashtag AntiSec. Go and participate in Operation Orlando if you're in the area, and I'll be on here tomorrow, as usual.
Assuming I'm on here tomorrow. I don't know. I might take the night off.
Well, if you do, then I'll butt-fuck you so hard it'll be red.
Perfect. And I'm Vince in the Bay. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/Vince in the Bay. I may or may not do a show tomorrow. It depends on whether or not I want to get nailed in the ass by Lulzsec, I guess. We'll figure it out. It'll be a game time decision. And you can follow me on Twitter to figure it out. You can also, of course, follow me on Blog Talk Radio. If you go to blogtalkradio.com/Vince in the Bay, there's a little thing where you can follow me. You can subscribe to my show on iTunes so you can get the podcast. And, yeah, it is what it is. Again, follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/Vince in the Bay. I love you all and will make love to you once again very, 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 very soon. And that's it. Good night. Peace out, yo.
Nobody does it better. Nobody does it better. They can come closer than close, yeah.
We bump it from coast to coast. Yeah, yeah. We just trying to make you see. Nobody does it better. I'm sitting here tripping, my mind is blocked. Nate Dogg just did it, so it's time to concoct. No one can do it better like this two-man crew. They say we want here to quit us. Now what y'all gonna do? Always into something, that's my name. Only out for money, hey, cause that's the game. People always ask me why I'm out for stretch. He who has the most is he who won the match. Strike one, me and Nate Dogg is a match. Strike two, leaving standing still in their track. Strike three, you can call us 213. It's the L and the B that makes me act like a G. My exhibition started back in 93. When wasn't nobody listening but Warren and me. To all the non-believers now, I bet you see. Nobody does it better than me. They can come closer than close. Yeah. Original, they never will be. We bump it from coast to coast. Yeah, yeah. They're trying to make you see. Nobody does it faster. They call me Jeezy the spark plug, keeping it lit. There's no accident for these platinum hits. So when we make it, you show love. Banging in your club, hanging with your thug, giving up G-love. Do you remember back on the east side, when all of us niggas used to love to ride? We didn't care what we did. Nothing to us, we were just kids. Times are different now, but you still get stuck. I'm not a kid no more, I just don't give a fuck. So if you really think you wanna step to me, keep this in mind, nobody does it better than me. Yeah. Original, they never will be. We bump it from coast to coast. Yeah, yeah. Trying to make you see, nobody does it better. Wow, make you say go now. Hot rap singles on the charts now. Got a baby, so I'm breaking hearts now. On your mark, get set, it starts now. All you pimp player hustlers now, you know. You can't keep me out once you crack the door. Either join the team or it's best you flee. Nobody does it better than me. They can come closer than close, yeah. Original, they never will be. We bump it from coast to coast. Yeah, yeah. We just trying to make you see. Nobody does it better. Nobody does it better.
Thank you very nice.